to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having an absolutely wonderful day today. It's a beautiful day down here in Florida, as busy as always, and Central Florida has pretty much been opening up. The traffic is now back to normal, which is not an exciting part of everything. It was actually quite nice over the last month with the whole rigmarole that's been going on. There's been very little traffic, and now you can tell that everybody is back at it, and of course a lot of people are still driving around with masks on, which still just boggles my mind. I still don't fully understand that, but it is what it is. It's still a blessed day down here. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. And what's interesting about this is that, you know, our listeners are awake. And it was funny. Carmen yesterday sent me a really good text, and I got a big kick out of it. And it's basically, it was talking about the New World Order and people not being awake. And then she sent me the part in the movie 300 where King Leonidas basically kicks the Persian emissary into the pit and yells, "This is Sparta." So I've got to admit, man, we've got ourselves some lady listeners that are awakened, I mean, on point. And I absolutely love that. This morning I laughed, and it was, "This is Sparta," the full scene. In fact, I'll probably post that on our Health Masters website. And to quote Carmen, she goes, "I'm afraid that the American people are too ignorant to oppose the vaccine, and if they're not too ignorant, then they probably lack the backbone to resist." And I believe she's also true. And then she said, my gut feeling, just based on a bunch of information I've taken in the past few weeks, is that there will be a second wave of the virus. Now, I'm gonna comment on what she said in just a second. It will be souped-up version of COVID-19. When this happens, they'll bring in the contact tracing, forcibly removing people from their homes. And who knows what other goodies they have in store for us. The food supply is being choked off. Communications are being choked off. And we're under psychological warfare intended to break us down. She's absolutely right. We're under siege, and this isn't going to go away any time soon or quietly. She goes, "I hope I'm wrong. I hope we can mount a defense that will make our government scared of us. Of course, nonviolent. The last thing anyone wants is violence. God help us." And thank you for that, Carmen. That was really, really well said. And I really like the scene from Sparta. Also, we're going to be bringing Mancow on in just a moment because, you know, Mancow's up in Chicago. He's got his pulse on what's happening in the third largest city in the United States. And according to Mancow, it's a pretty big mess. And so, Todd, if you want to go ahead and give him a call and bring him on, that'll be great. We'll go ahead and bring him on a couple minutes early because I want to talk about an article that came out about the Chicago mayor. And I want to bring that up with Mancow because it's almost hard to believe that this mayor said this. Now, this lady is a complete nutbag, and she just is Looney Tunes. And the sad part about this is that, you know, we're in a situation where, you know, we're being run, the United States is, by a bunch of loons. I mean, it's absolutely crazy that we have these communists, these socialists, these people that are dedicated and committed to a new world order, determining policy and making laws and proclaiming edicts. They're like proclamations. "Everybody must social distance." You go, "Well, where's that in the Constitution?" "It's my proclamation. Don't resist the enforcement of a law enforcement officer and follow his commands. We're going to arrest you, turn you into a criminal." And it's like an edict, like something that you basically think about in a doggone cartoon caricature. And this woman in Chicago, this mayor, I don't even know how in the world they got this woman in there. Bless her heart. She's just completely and totally nuts. But she's making all kinds of crazy stuff and saying all kinds of crazy stuff. And one of the things she says here, basically, is Chicago mayor, leaders, quote, must pledge allegiance to the new world order. I mean, they're coming right out and saying it. Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she's treading very heavily, not light-footed, promised to hire department heads and deputies who will be pledging allegiance to the New World Order and good governance, end quote, in a disturbing interview after her landslide election victory in Chicago. Mayor Lightfoot, whose campaign slogan was "Bring in the light," I guess maybe that's the light of Lucifer, I guess. Remember, he is the light bearer. This is kind of like these weirdos and how they get involved in this stuff, was speaking to the Chicago Tribune newspaper when she made the disturbing comments that openly promoted the New World Order and good governance. Quote, you pick the people who will run those agencies and deputies that are pledging allegiance to the New World Order and good governance, end quote, said Mayor Lightfoot in April 2019 before adding, and then you have the Inspector General do some spot audits on us to make sure that there's real compliance. Where's this woman coming from? Why does she say that? Lightfoot becomes the first black woman and the first openly gay politician, of course she is, elected to lead Chicago. She's also the first elected mayor in decades who wasn't born in Chicago. Mayor is far from the first public figure to espouse a New World Order. Last month, Henry Kissinger said the United States must join a global program that will usher in a new world order. Now, he's been talking about that for 30 years. After the coronavirus lockdown ends, before ominously warning the world could be set on fire if this does not happen. Who these people are with all these veiled threats? Former Prime Minister Gordon Brown, British Prime Minister, has also called on world leaders to create a new order by forming a temporary global government to tackle the medical and economic crisis caused by the COVID epidemic. And according to Brown, the global government is necessary to make sure the efforts of the central banks are coordinated. Now, think about that for a second. And then we have George Bush in his famous speech back in the early 90s that said that they need to bring in a new world order with 1,000 points of light. And he says, and if we're successful, and we will be, he says that in his speech. You guys can read and watch his New World Order speech. These people want us under a one-world government, which we've talked about so much. Mancow, are you with me yet?
I'm here, brother.
Okay. Mancow, take 5 minutes. Tell us what you think about this Lightfoot. By the way, this is Mancow, top radio personality, one of the top in the country. Huge name, was in Chicago with him last fall. Couldn't go anywhere without people basically saying hi to Mancow. Everybody knows him in Chicago. What's really going on with your crazy mayor up there, Mancow?
Well, listen, the mayor has been on my show quite often. I like her. She's fine. I think she's really revealed herself to be power hungry and a dictator. You know, when they're campaigning, they're as nice as can be. She was very nice. I did say to her, look, she was on the phone originally. I didn't know who she was. We had, I don't know, 22 people running for mayor. So, Ted, I didn't know who she was. And then all of a sudden they start saying, well, you know, she's a dwarf. She's African-American. She's a lesbian. And I said, whoa. Do you care about any of this? She goes, no. I want to be identified as a diminutive black lesbian. So, that's how she wants to be identified. The race politics in our city are horrible. Today they're saying that more black people are dying of the Chinese virus because of racism. I had one of the top black leaders on today, great guy named Willie Wilson, really a great man here in Chicago. He said, it's just not true. Racism has nothing to do with it. Anyway, look, she said a new world order. The UN last week said we need to have a world government within 12 years. And I just find the – let me make a quick point here. I find the DMV or the post office in Chicago, our public schools, I mean, it's very unsavory. It's horrible. Anything dealing with the government in Chicago, you can imagine, is a nightmare. Now imagine you got to deal with mainland China. Imagine you got a boot on your car and you're going to appeal to mainland China. It's just – I don't know what these people are thinking. By the way, Henry Kissinger should be in jail. Henry Kissinger's a traitor. That's a whole other show. So Mayor Lightfoot says this. Everybody locally says it never happened. I've gotten in trouble on the internet. It never happened. Wait a minute. What are you talking about? I've got the video. I've got the audio. She said it. The cops must obey the New World Order. So what? China? Obviously, they don't care about the Constitution here in Chicago. In Illinois, we're getting stomped on. Churches can't be open. Mom and pops can't be open. But liquor stores and Costco can be open. You can't walk down to the lake, Ted. I can't go to the lake. And by the way, anywhere, you can't sit anywhere. You have to keep walking or you'll get arrested. They let pedophiles out and criminals, killers and pedophiles, because they're making way for those of us that are saying, hey, you guys are breaking the law here.
Wow. And, I mean, Mancow, what are we going to do, bud? Where are we going to go with this? I mean, how are we going to get through this? I mean, I know you're a Christian. I know we all pray. I've prayed with you. I mean, what in the world do we need to do as far as a community? How much resistance is enough and how much is too much? What do we have to do if they come to your house, man, cow, and they've got a needle dripping with a vaccine? I'm going to inject your daughters and your wife and you with this or you're going to jail. What are we going to do?
Well, me, I'm going to fight to the death. This is the time. Rally around the flag, boys. This is like that Mel Gibson movie, The Patriot. The British are coming. What are you going to do? Well, you fasten the bayonet and you go to war. I'm not calling for violence, but believe me, if they come to inject my daughters, I will fight to the death. And tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the center of Chicago, I'm hosting a rally for freedom. And our governor says, well, there's going to be symbols of hate. It's ridiculous. This has nothing to, and someone said it's a Trump rally. No, this has nothing to do with Trump. This has nothing to do with Biden. It has nothing to do with anything other than let people go back to work. Let's open the mom and pops and let's let people worship in a free society.
Man, Cal, what is the pulse of your listeners? I know you have a ton of phone calls every single day. I've been on your show live in studio with you. What is the pulse of the listeners? Have they had enough now or they want to capitulate? What are they thinking?
Ted, Austin, I've never had anything like this in my life. I've never experienced anything like this. Look, I say God is first, the listener second, and I'm third, and I mean it. But I'm telling you, people are afraid, they're upset, they're hurting, they're in pain. Imagine being locked down in the city of Chicago. If you try to get some money, if you try to get unemployment, it's impossible. The website, I think, is impossible on purpose. Of course, the big guys are getting their paychecks. So people are hungry. Imagine, Ted, I know your family. Imagine looking in your kids' faces, your grandkids' faces, and you don't know where the next meal is coming from. And if you go outside, you'll be arrested. You can't, you know, in a different era, you could go outside and hustle a few bucks here or there, do whatever you got to do to feed your family. You get arrested. So I'm asking people to stand up at this rally. You know, I don't know. I'm hoping they'll hear it. But, of course, they won't, probably. They just dismiss it. And they stomp all over us. But lawsuits are being filed. Good people are standing up, and I'm really, there's a lot of bad, but look, I've read the last book of the Bible. Good wins, God wins. Don't let these monsters take away your freedoms.
Wow, man, that's really well said. Do you have anything else you want to say on the show, bud, before we go ahead and let you go?
I appreciate free voices. I don't get it right all the time. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But they are really trying to silence. Oh, that's something I would like to say, and then I'll stop. But you turn on TV, and it's 98% approval. Everyone loves what's going on. You turn on the radio up and down the dial, my competitors. Everything's great. Stay inside. Submit. Comply. Obey. Give up your God. Give up your job. Give up your business. Everything's wonderful. It's nonsense. And the people that aren't completely dead from the lead in our water, the people that aren't completely brainwashed, know what precious thing we're losing right now, and it's called freedom. It's called freedom, Ted. We're losing it. It's time to take a stand.
Oh, man, Cal, thanks, bud. I appreciate you being on. Say hi to Sandy and the girls. Love you, brother. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much for coming on.
Bless you and your listeners, my friend.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you, bud.
All right, that was Man Cow from Chicago, good friend of mine for many years, and I don't think, Austin, he could have been any more passionate or any more succinct than that. I mean, that was extremely well said. I mean, it's the freedom we're losing. I mean, Carmen this morning with the doggone scene from 300 with Sparta. I mean, all of it. Everybody's had enough, and this is where they want us to go. They want us to have enough. They want to bring in their new world order. Out of chaos will come a new world order. This is their mantra. This is what they've been pushing. I mean, they've been pushing this mess now with Henry Kissinger and the best and Rockefeller and the Rothschilds since the 70s. They've been pushing it for over 100 years. If you look at the Federal Reserve Bank, this is what they want. Mom and pops shut down. The energy, the economic input engine of the planet, of the United States, of Florida, of Central Florida, all of us been shut down. No local municipalities, tax revenues falling through the floor, state sales tax falling through the floor. all of it is going to cause massive, massive shortfalls in the local governments, municipalities, cities, counties, states, and, of course, federal government, which doesn't care because they run on deficit spending. Austin, what do you think about Mancow? What do you think about Mancow? What do you think he said about the Chicago mayor?
I think he's pretty much spot on. Whether this is the same thing we've been researching and looking and talking about for months, is that some of these individuals, governors, mayors, across certain states, are power hungry. I mean, we've seen the same thing with Michigan Governor Whitmer. And, you know, she's completely and totally drunk with power right now. I mean, she did an interview the other day. I watched a brief segment of it just to watch it. And she was discussing how the last rally they had at the Michigan Capitol last weekend, you know, it was a symbol of hate and racism. And people were walking around with Confederate flags and swastikas. And I kind of took a step back, and I actually looked at a lot of footage. I went back and reviewed like 20, 30 minutes, different footage, YouTube, social media platforms. I did not see one single swastika or much less a Confederate flag. And the Confederate flag, guys, here's the thing with this. That flag has been twisted, distorted, manipulated by the media to make you think it's something that it's not. Now, I'm not even going to get into the Civil War. We've already talked about that in detail on the entire manipulation of that war and that story from there. And the aspect of the swastika. There is not a single video I found at any of these rallies to open up the country where people walk around with swastikas. She's flat out lying. Again, and this is exactly what they do. They lie, they twist it, they manipulate the audience. The same thing like he just said, Mancow just said, oh, 98% approval, this and that. No, these are all lies. They're all twisted. CNN came out, I think it was the other day, with one, and they were saying there was like 73% approval of Americans want a COVID-19 vaccine. And then somebody actually pulled up the poll that they got, and they completely and totally lied. They didn't just manipulate it. They flat out lied. If you actually look at the poll and the amount of people they took and people that actually wanted something like that, it was like 8%. It was nothing. What they did was they took a poll that said, what do you think about basically a COVID-19 vaccine being produced? It was like agree, somewhat agree, neutral, disagree, strongly disagree. And so they took that out of context and said, this is, you know, 3/4 of the entire United States population wants a COVID-19 vaccine. It was a lie. It was a 100% fabricated lie. And they eventually took it down off Twitter when they posted it, because, I mean, everybody knew they called them out. This is what they do repeatedly, over and over and over again. And sometimes they get busted, and sometimes they don't. This is why I told you guys before, about 95% of the mainstream media is either manipulated, distorted, or flat-out fabrication to make you believe something that it's not. And, you know, the American populace is starting to wake up. Like Mancow just said, people are starting to see that this is not what we're told it is. I mean, down here in Florida, I saw a thing the other day, they were saying how, you know, the population of Florida is 22,000. The population of New York is a little over, 22 million. Population of Florida is 22 million. Population of New York is a little over 19 million. State income tax on Florida, 0%. We have no state income tax. New York, state income tax is 8%. State budget in Florida, completely balanced. State budget in New York, completely and totally insolvent, demanding more and more bailouts. COVID-19 cases in the entire state of Florida, a little over 14,000. New York, allegedly 325,000. COVID-19 deaths in Florida, allegedly 1,700, roughly. COVID-19 deaths in New York, allegedly almost 27,000. It shows you that these hardcore leftist Democrats are doing nothing other than trying to distort the truth, manipulate the facts, and push a New World Order agenda. And the mayor from Chicago just proved that with her statement from last year. A lot of these guys, and I've said this before, and I've been told this by numerous people that have been in politics and have gotten out of politics, the vast majority of politics is riddled with bribery, with greed, with avarice, and debauchery. They manipulate, they lie, they blackmail. The manipulation in just the degeneracy is off the charts. Most people don't even understand how polluted it is. Now, Now, you do have some factions and some people that I truly believe, like Ron Paul. I really, truly believe that man is a staunch patriot. And he would have loved to have gotten the office. I think he would have done an incredible job. The problem was, the media refused to ever allow him to talk. If you ever watch back in the primaries, you know, when they had the debates, they would literally cut him off mid-sentence. He'd raise his hand. He'd try to interject. Oh, Mr. Ron Paul, he's not done talking. Let's go to Barack Obama over here. Let's go to this other individual. They'd always just twist it all the time. They'd never let him talk. Because what did he say? Oh, we need to audit the Federal Reserve. We need to nationalize the debt. We need to abolish the Federal Reserve and print sound money again. Makes for me to stop. Next question here. Sorry, Ron Paul, your time's up. He's like, I had 30 seconds. Oh, well, next question here. This goes 4 minutes here to your other, you know, individual. And so that's what they've done. And this is what we have to see now is we're in a full-blown information war. And they're doing everything they can to lie, manipulate, and pollute the minds of the American populace to make them believe that going out of business, going broke and bankrupt, wearing a mask while you're driving your car, getting arrested for not wearing a mask while you walk down the street is all for your protection and your safety. And the problem is, some portion of the American population really truly believes that, Dad.
You know, Austin, the problem we have is that people still believe that the government is here to protect them. And what we've done is we've allowed the government to come in and usurp our freedoms. I mean, we still have freedom, but they're using their law enforcement officials to take that away. I mean, we have people now that are saying, basically, wake up, Donald. Your malpracticing doctors are the real killers. This is by David Stockman, excellent article. And here's the problem with it, though. Donald Trump is awake. He really understands what's going on, and he's reading his script. I mean, there's no other excuse for this. In fact, here's what he says. He goes, for God's sake, wake up, Donald. The mad doctor's plot against you and the American people is being played out right now in public by a Carmelia of wannabe public health rulers and their compliant media megaphones who presume to control all that moves and that all that stands still in America. But for crying out loud, where does this superfluous old geezer come up with needless suffering and death? He's talking about Fauci, if the American workers, students, shoppers, consumers are let out of house arrest. And see, I'm posting this on the website so you guys can read it. But the thing about it is, he's absolutely right. But Donald Trump is awake. He absolutely knows what Fauci's doing. And he acts impotent and powerless to do anything about it. And that's why it's so important to understand that we have to look. Reuters came out with an article yesterday. It says, Trump is mobilizing the U.S. military to deliver the coronavirus vaccine. Now, you guys have to take a double take on that one because I had to. This is from Reuters. And remember, Reuters is a Rothschild-owned news agency, along with AP. They both are controlled via Rothschilds. President Donald Trump is mobilizing the U.S. military to distribute a novel coronavirus vaccine when one becomes available and focus first on older Americans. Quote from Trump, you know it's a massive job to give this vaccine, Trump said in an interview broadcast Thursday on Fox Business Network. Our military is now being mobilized so that at the end of the year we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly. He said he believes there will be a vaccine by the end of the year, and the United States is mobilizing our military and other forces on the assumption. The White House has set a target of having 300 million vaccine doses by the end of 2020, and no such vaccine for this pathogen has been approved, though a number are under development, and producing and distributing an effective vaccine are seen as key steps to jumpstarting the U.S. economy. I mean, Trump's mobilizing the military? Guys, that's an ominous thing to even say. I mean, that's ominous. Now, think about it for a second. I reported back in February, nobody else did, that I've heard that Israel... Well, Jeff Frentz did too, because I sent him the article on it, that Israel had already developed a coronavirus vaccine back in February. And the researchers would ask it, oh, we were just lucky when we were doing this. It just happened. No, 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 no. Here's the thing, guys. Let's stop for 1 second. We got to do a rewind, all right? You don't develop a vaccine like this. In fact, you don't develop a pathogen like this. You don't develop a pathogen that's been basically developed in a laboratory as a weapon of war, as a biological weapon, without first having an antidote for the wretched mess. And why would you do that? Well, because you don't want to catch it. You want to make sure you've got the vaccine available to you so you can inject yourself with the vaccine before you release an airborne pathogen that could have a possibility of wiping out a large percentage of the population. There you go. That's the bottom line. But you certainly don't create a vaccine for it mysteriously overnight. Oh, we've been working on this. Now we have it. What? I don't even know what to say about that. Now, I don't believe that Israel's alone in this. I don't. You know, I don't. I believe that the CIA is involved in it. Last night I watched that movie with Tom Cruise again, American Made, you know, about the CIA running and slinging the dope and the guns in Central America, in the Iran-Contra, all the other mess, in Barry Seals. I watched the movie last night. I don't recommend you watch it with your children because the language is awful. But it really goes into detail how in-depth the government was involved with the slinging of the drugs and selling of the drugs and the bringing of the weapons in under the Reagan administration in Central America. But the reality is we've got a group of people out there that are doing everything they possibly can to overthrow the freedom that we have in the United States. The government's already compromised. There's nothing much we can do about that except for try to vote everybody out at the local levels, the county levels, the state levels, and then the national levels and replace these politicians. That's all we can do. If we could even get a true vote with the Diebold election machines and the massive amount of fraud that we see that are happening with these machines right now every time we take polls and exit polling. Remember when George Bush was president? There was so much stuff going on. He outlawed national exit polling, made it illegal. In other words, people were going into the polls in the on the East Coast, and they were asking people who they had voted for. Now, people are happy to tell you that if they're on camera or whatever, but if you get 1,000 people in a sample size of people coming out of the polling precinct, and they tell you they voted for George Bush, or they voted for Barack Obama, or they voted for Donald Trump, and so you have 1,000 people and 80% voted for Trump, that means that that state's going to carry Trump. Statistically, it has to happen. And so what they were doing projections on who were going to win. The national news agencies were based upon exit polling. And then George Bush came in and said, oh, we can't do that anymore because it's skewing the election in the western states because they're automatically assuming that the person's going to win. It's not why they did it. That's not why they outlawed that. They outlawed it because it was telling the truth of what was going on in the polls. And George Bush knew this. He knew this. But, again, he was just reading a script. I met the guy personally, and I've spoken to him. Yeah, I mean the guy, he's not real smart. Okay, let me just put it that way. And, you know, it's really difficult to have a conversation with him. Now, his dad, the CIA guy, was pretty sharp. I've talked to him a lot, too, before he died, back in the 90s when I was in the seminars with him, before I was awake, before I knew what these guys were involved in, especially with the Kennedy assassination. But, guys, it's so important to understand that these guys are figureheads, that they're part of a giant psyop being unleashed on the United States by the Sabbatine Kabbalists, Frankists, Luciferians, Druids, Egyptian, whatever, weirdos, Canaanite religion people. That's who does this stuff, okay? We've been in the throes of this death cult for thousands of years, and this is what the guys who run the planet, and this is what they do. And this is why we can't believe what they're saying. So now we have Trump mobilizing the U.S. military to deliver a coronavirus vaccine, and the patriots who basically are following Trump and going, Heil Trump, I guess? Heil Trump, I mean, I guess is what they do? They're flying, following blindly. Yesterday, I looked at one of the – every once in a while I turn to it just to see it because it's one of the – it is the absolute best propaganda piece that I've ever seen in my whole life. And it was done in 1935. And I watched a couple minutes of it. And it's called Triumph de Villa. And what it was Adolf Hitler in the Nuremberg rallies. And it's the cinematography and the subliminal messaging of it with symbols, etc., is unbelievable how good it was done. Now, I look at it as a propaganda piece, all right? And I see that. I think we had that kind of ability to put that kind of propaganda out 85 years ago. 85 years ago, right?
Yeah.
How in the world have we advanced past that? Well, now we're doing it with flicker rates, lighting, all kinds of other stuff, subconscious stuff, you know, cranial implantation, all of this stuff as far as wireless transmission. We have the ability to do all that. And when you watch these news stories, I mean, back in the 60s, and I said this on the show a few years ago, I'm going to bring it up again. we had the Star Spangled Banner play every single night on the United States televisions. And at about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, the Star Spangled Banner would play, and the shows would go off the air, and you'd get like a meee all night. There was nothing. It was just, they didn't have the programming. And they finally started breaking down that Star Spangled Banner and slowing it down, and it had subliminal messaging in it of like, obey or trust your government, obey and listen. I said, no, I'm not making this stuff up, guys. You can look it up online. And this is what they've been doing with us. And they learned from Edward Bernays. They learned from Freud. They learned from the mind trauma-based control they had with what happened with the shell shocking in Tavistock. They learned all of this stuff to control. Watch that movie, Triumph de Villa. It gets old. It's about 2 hours long. You're not going to watch it all. Watch a couple minutes of it. You watch it on YouTube before they pull it off. And what it does, watch the symbology. Watch the cinematography of it. And if you were a German in 1935 and you watched that video, you'd be going Sieg Heil, because you'd be going, man, we have got some unity with the people of Germany. And they did. And they did it through propaganda. They did it through Goebbels. He was telling the German people as they were fighting to the death while Hitler was already in Argentina, you know, living the high life, right? They had the fight to the last man, to the last little child in the bunker, the last 10 or 12-year-old carrying a weapon, because they had weapons of mass destruction and all this advanced technology they were going to release and win the war. Lie, 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 and the people believed it because they were programmed. This is exactly what Trump has done with Q, or whoever is running Q, whoever's running Trump. The overlords, and I use that with a little O, the overlords of this world, these satanic groups, they have everybody pretty much brainwashed, except for the patriots and the folks who listen to shows like this, because we don't play that game. We don't play that game with the show. I just brought the number one radio personality in Chicago on our show this morning. He told you the truth. He told you the truth. He used to be syndicated on hundreds of stations around the country. He's that well known. And he told you guys the truth this morning of what's going on. Now, he's having a rally today at 1 o'clock or tomorrow. I forgot the date on it. But the reality is this. You got to stay frosty. And I want to thank you guys. I want to thank Gene and Carmen and Terrence and the plethora, Brad, and the plethora of all these other people, Matthew, Mark, all these people, you know, who give me all of this information and send me all of these contacts. Guys, you know, you guys are amazing to me. I had the privilege to pray for all of my listeners this morning. And I've got a group of people that are constantly sending me information, a core group that's absolutely incredible. Now, I know I'm going to get in trouble because I won't mention somebody's name this morning. You know who you are. I send you texts. I send you emails all the time. You know who you are. There's about 100 people on that list. I can't go through the whole list. But, guys, I love you. And it's my privilege to be part of your life in Austin. I can't be any more sincere than this. It's my privilege to be part of your life, because, guys, we're in this together. You guys are family to me. I mean, I pray for you daily. I think about you guys all the time. You can ask Austin. I'm always walking around praying all the time. Yesterday, we had a subcontractor in Austin's house that he's building, and the guy's got some serious issues. And I walked in, and I felt like he had a spirit of suicide on him. He was really depressed. And I immediately stopped what I was doing. I called Lana over, which is Austin's wife. I called my wife over, and I said, we got to pray right now for Miguel. And we prayed. We grabbed his hand. We prayed for him right on the spot, because he's made some really stupid decisions that are really affecting him from a legal standpoint, from a criminal standpoint. He's made some stupid choices, and now he's having to deal with it. And he needed God. And so I prayed with him yesterday, and I asked God to help him and to direct him. Then I gave him some other advice that hopefully he'll listen to. So, but guys, listen to me. That's what we're all supposed to do. They'll know you because you love one another. That's what the Word says. We've got to walk in love. We have to have discipline, a sound mind, but we've got to be willing to tell the truth and not have guys who are wearing panties in the pulpit, prancing and prissing, trying to pretend like nothing's going on. Guys, stay right with God, stay frosty, and keep praying. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, everybody has to start getting this information out there and waking up everybody, and you doing it, and it's happening. It's happening right in front of us. I mean, the amount of traffic and the amount of posts that I've seen on different social media posts and emails that I'm getting of people all across the country that are just, they're having enough of this. And at the same time, you know, we see that Trump now has appointed Moncef Slaoui, the former GlaxoSmithKline executive, to lead Operation Warp Speed.
Not
I mean, come
did.
On, guys. Yeah, I mean, he's being appointed the vaccine czar. And, you know, here's the interesting part of it. It says here, this is on ABC News. It says Moncef Slaoui, the former GlaxoSmith executive, will lead Operation Warp Speed to accelerate the vaccine development for COVID-19. Slaoui is to serve in a volunteer capacity. Here's why they do this, guys. When you're in a volunteer capacity, you are not held to the same level of accountability as you are when you work for somebody or when you're basically subcontracted out. He's volunteering. He's being so generous to grace them with his presence. To that point, he's not an employee of the United States government. He's not a subcontractor of the United States government. He's a volunteer just trying to do the best he can to help out the country. And oddly enough, he will be assisted by Army General Gustavo Perna, the commander of the United States Army Material Command. Now, what's strange about this is, you know, Trump, as Dad said a minute ago, said they're mobilizing the military now. Now, I have not been able to get confirmation of that from some of my military contacts, but this also may be something that's very internal. I don't know if they're going to use the National Guard. I don't know if they're using the Army. I don't know. I cannot verify that right now. Trump likes to run his mouth about a lot of dumb stuff. He may be running his mouth about this. I have not got any confirmation that Trump has actively deployed military to start doing this. Now, again, the vaccine's not supposed to be ready until the end of the year. So we're going to keep a very close eye on what happens, and I'll keep a close eye with a lot of my contacts and see if I get any type of heads up on what's going on. And the crazy thing about this that we're seeing now is that this former GlaxoSmithKline executive, well, yeah, he was the same one that was involved in the giant settlement lawsuit that basically exposed Big Pharma pumping out all these drugs illegally, exposing illegal marketing, paying off doctors to promote dangerous drugs, manipulating scientific data. If you guys remember this, this is back, I think, in 2010, when the Senate Finance Committee basically exposed this. They fined GlaxoSmithKline $3 billion. Now, of course, this executive, Moncef Slaoui, that's now the vaccine czar of the United States, he never went to jail. GlaxoSmithKline, you know, they paid their $3 billion fine, which $3 billion ain't a lot of money when you think about it. But GlaxoSmithKline that same year raked in over $43 billion in revenue, meaning they got hit with a 14% tax is what they got. Ironically enough, most of the United States populace pays more than 14% tax when it comes to Social Security, Medicare, and income tax, much more in most cases. So, ironically, they got this tax, and you guys know most vaccine manufacturers, they do a lot of stuff out of country. The reason why they do that, not only to outsource and save some money when it comes to material and cost, they can also bypass a lot of tax laws when they restructure out of the country. This is very, very common with a lot of big companies. You can look it up. So it's interesting now, we have this clown who was directly involved in the fiasco lawsuit in 2010 with GlaxoSmithKline, now being appointed vaccine czar of the United States to handle Operation Warp Speed in conjunction with Army General Gustav Perna. This is getting pretty ominous, guys. The entire Warp Speed scheme, pretty much what I've researched on it now, it's all about skipping safety tests and long-term clinical trials in order to roll out pretty much an untested, unsafe vaccine. Now, they're not going to say that. They're never going to admit that, but that's pretty much what it is. You have an RNA vaccine that rewrites your actual DNA code that's never been approved by the FDA and has never been shown to work, not to mention the short-term and long-term side effects of doing this, and now we're speeding it up through Operation Warp Speed to have this vaccine to market in as little as 8 months. Now, it's also something, too, Dad and I talked about yesterday. I'm going to bring it up again here because this was something that was grossly troubling when I read it last night. And I sent Dad the screenshot after he sent me basically the article on it. APJECT website, APJECT, however you say it, the company that basically just got the $130 million contract to produce, or what was it, it was a $1 billion contract to pull it up here in a second. It was a massive contract. And so, but it was basically the contract was to produce 500 million APJEC vaccine injection devices for the coronavirus vaccine in the United States. Now, what's odd about that is there's only, what, 327 million people in the United States. But yet there's been 500 million injection vaccine injection tools being produced just from this company alone. That doesn't even come into account the other $100 billion contract that was put out last week for other needles and syringes. Something's going on. Now, if you go to the APJEC website, they say right on their website, their syringe features RFID and GPS tracking. It goes on to say here, and I quote, this is off their website, with an optional RFID tag on each BFS prefilled syringe, APJEC will make this possible, giving any injection, the healthcare worker will be able to launch a free mobile app, tap the prefilled syringe on their phone, capturing the NFC tag's unique serial number, GPS, and date and time stamp. The app then uploads the data to a government-selected cloud database. Aggregated injection data provides health administrators an evolving real-time injection map as it's being administered. Now, that's pretty creepy. I'm not going to lie to you guys right now. That's a bit troubling. That means that they can track every single vaccine in real time as it's being injected by each healthcare practitioner, and the government just contracted 500 million of these things. At the same time, we now see that Google has now donated 10,000 Nest cameras to hospitals all across the country. Nest cameras are the cameras that basically have visual and audio recording on them, and they go to like the equivalent of the Google Cloud, so to speak, and they can be basically watched anywhere in the entire world. It said Google announced, with these Nest cameras, nurses and doctors will be able to check on patients. This means a reduction in physical contact and less need for personal protection equipment. Now, of course, right off the rip, that sounds great. However, when you start realizing that, Google works with Nest integration system, which allows other devices such as ceiling fans, washing machines, car sensors, the list goes on, to integrate with Nest products, including sharing personal information with Google if you choose to do so. So why would Google donate 10,000 Nest cameras to 6,146 hospitals all around the country with cameras that also record audio? My opinion, this is going to make the perfect hospital surveillance tool for law enforcement. And oh yeah, by the way, these cameras aren't just going in the hospital. They're going in patients' rooms, hence so they can monitor them from cameras and not have to go in there and check on them on a regular basis. This, in my opinion, would make the perfect hospital surveillance tool for law enforcement to be able to track, monitor every single situation that goes into the hospital in real time. Now, of course, Google has said that they're not going to have access to the information. That's what they said. They said we're not going to have access to that information. At the same time, if you ever happen to pull up your Google information on your phone, if you don't have everything turned off, they show you every single place you've gone, everywhere you've driven, every place you stopped, every time your vehicle stopped, and the list goes down the line of every single thing you've done. But of course, they don't share that information with anybody. But then how do you get all these third-party advertisers on your phone and on your social media when you stop at a store or when you go and basically buy something and all of a sudden you get a coupon or an email or a Facebook ad and it says, oh, we saw you purchase this. Be sure to use this coupon next time. That is why I tell everybody, turn your apps off or at least turn off your permissions on your phone. That doesn't mean they still can't track you because they still very well do, but that at least means you do not give them permission to sell your information to all these third-party individuals. Understand what they're doing. APJEC has RFID injection syringes now to be able to track real-time data right where it's being injected at the point of injection everywhere around the world. Very ominous stuff, that. And now we see Trump putting this GlaxoSmithKline vaccine czar ahead of the vaccine committee of Operation Warp Speed. This whole thing stinks like rotten fish, Dad.
Well, it is rotten fish, Austin. The whole thing's a mess. I mean, we've got a president who basically was supposed to be for the people. Now we realize he wasn't for the people. I mean, he's an actor. He's basically a really poor actor, actually. And you know, he is reading a script. In fact, Howard Stern slammed him yesterday. Don't get me wrong, I am not a Stern fan. Stern's absolutely filthy. But, you know, Stern's quoted yesterday. He was on a show, and he just went berserk, and he said, one thing Donald loves is celebrities. He loves the famous. He loves it. He loves to be in the mix. His comments on the show come despite Trump being a one-time frequent guest on his show. I mean, Trump used to be on his show all the time with Howard Stern in New York. Trump even attended the 2008 wedding of Stern and his Stern's wife, model Beth Ostrowski. Laying into Trump voters, Stern said, the oddity in all of this is that the people Trump despises most love him the most. That's so weird, but that's what Stern says. The people who were voting for Trump for the post part, he wouldn't let them in a hotel. He's disgusted by them. He says, go to Mar-a-Lago to see if any people who look like you, I'm talking to you in the audience. You know, here's the thing about Mar-a-Lago. And Stern's right. I called up Mar-a-Lago out of curiosity, gosh, probably 3 years ago. And I asked, you know, what does a membership cost to Mar-a-Lago? What does it cost to join this exclusive club? And if I remember right, and don't quote me on this, but it's either between $50,000 and $100,000 just to join. And you had to spend X amount of tens of thousands of dollars a year on buying food in the clubhouse, you know, and they're only open half a year in order to maintain the membership. I mean, it is a pricey, pricey place to go. And as far as Howard Stern and him saying this, he's absolutely correct. Donald Trump, you know, and I told you this yesterday, doesn't want people to see his finances because he wants everybody to believe he's a billionaire, which I don't believe that he is. I really don't. I believe he's a Rothschild cutout. And now he's allowing tracking chips to go into this chemical cocktail, this witch's brew, and I use that word very, very carefully, this witch's brew of a vaccine they want to inject in you and your children. You heard Mancow say this morning he will fight to the death before he allows his children or his wife to be injected with this compound. Think about that. I mean, that's a pretty strong thing to say on record, fight to the death. And I know Eric. His first name's Eric. He goes by Mancow. But he really absolutely is telling you guys how he feels and is telling you the truth. He always does that. He's always very, very, very direct. By the way, U.S.-backed forces, just to let you know, again, who's running the New World Order, the U.S.-backed forces have seized the Syrian commercial bank in oil-rich northeast Providence. You know, now they're taking commercial banks over. Wonder why they would do that. Oh, that's right, because Syria doesn't have a central reserve bank controlled by the Rothschilds. U.S.-backed forces have seized a Syrian commercial bank as they expelled all the employees inside of the building and established full control over the site. Yeah, that's because the Rothschilds want that site. The Syrian commercial bank is the largest commercial bank in Syria. It is state-owned. There you go. That's, I just said it, not Rothschild-owned. Headquartered in Damascus since 2011, has been under the U.S. and EU sanctions. In other words, they're not allowed to use the SWIFT account numbers and transfer money in and out. They're being tried to force to only use petrodollars in the purchase of oil. All of this stuff goes right back to what I've told you guys. This is who's running the planet. It's the international banking cartel, and they're all Luciferians. Or Kabbalists, whatever you want to call them. Oh, by the way, Hertz has canceled 90% of its new car purchases, further pressuring the already desperate automakers. I mean, these guys are ordering, you know, they order hundreds of thousands of cars a year, these big rental companies. You know, huge numbers. I mean, that's why you go to their parking garage and it's just one new car after a new car after another new car after another new car. It's because they are one of the primary buyers of these cars. And then, they, of course, they buy them, they rent them, and then they have these giant auctions that they sell them to the dealers to sell them back at the discount. In addition, Burundi, by the way, has now become the second African nation to expel the World Health Organization. Good for Burundi. Tanzania isn't the only African country that has asked the WHO to pack its bags and get out. Reuters reports that Burundi expelling the national head of the WHO and three of his subordinates as the country prepares for a presidential election that is being held next week. The WHO had repeatedly raised concerns, claiming the vote during the middle of the pandemic wouldn't be prudent. Now the WHO is telling Burundi when they can vote and when they can't vote. I mean, are you believing these clowns? These claims obviously irritated the government, which is pushing to hold the country's first election since the president, whatever his name is, starts with an N, stepped down in 2018. A successor candidate from this party is strongly favored to win. His government has been accused of human rights abuses and has previously kicked out UN representatives, good for him, and others investigating human rights abuses. But opposition candidates are openly contesting the vote and any suppression tactics that may have been hidden from view. See, this is what our government does. This is what the CIA Mossad does. If a country actually has a legitimate election that doesn't agree with what the CIA wants to do, they just overthrow the government and overthrow the election, or cause doubt to come in, causing the people to come up and say, hey, look, we want a new election. Guys, this is what is happening. In California now, one county has banned singing in online worship services. Singing or playing wind instruments, even a harmonica during a live stream of video, can get citizens fined or thrown in prison now in one California county. So in other words, since you can't go to church anymore, and you're listening on your iPad or your iPhone or your computer to a church service, and all of a sudden you say, hey, you know, I think I want to sing a song. They're singing Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, and I'm going to sing along. And I may play a harmonica with it if I can't sing, or I may just do something. Now, in this county, they can come find you and throw you in jail because you're singing praises to the Most High. And you're like, is this America? Man, I really wouldn't really call California America anymore, especially some of these unbelievably liberal counties. But it still should be freedom to do that. And now they're saying that you're going to go to jail because you're going to be worshiping the Most High God. Something's wrong here, guys. You know, there's that, like that song from, I think it was Dusty Springfield. You know, something's going on. I see something over there. I see a man holding a gun. Something ain't right. You know, it's the fear they're controlling us by. Guys, this is where they're taking us, to this new world order. And little by little, they've cooked the frog in the pot. And now here we are. Guys, resist it. Tell them no. I'll be on with Hagman tonight. Looking forward to seeing and talking to Doug again. Guys, I love you. It was my privilege to speak to you today. Be strong. If you're a guy, be a guy. If you're a woman, be a godly-fearing woman who's willing to be a patriot. You know, be like Carmen was today. You know, if you got to choke through the movie 300, choke through the movie 300. I mean, whatever you need to do to get your motivation up to support the patriot community. I love you guys. Remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. I'm going to commit my plans to the Lord. Therefore, I know they will succeed. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Austin, go ahead and finish up.
Absolutely. And also, this is interesting. Breitbart put out an article today from a Real Clear Opinion research poll. Showed that in the poll, they found that 40% of families are more likely to choose homeschool for their children once the coronavirus pandemic subsides. That's actually a positive thing, I'll be honest with you. The more we can keep our children out of these communist indoctrination camps, which is what they are. I mean, there is absolutely no legitimate reason why you need to be teaching 6 and 7 year old little children about transgenders and about different various forms of sex that you can perform. I mean, that's so beyond perversion of these young children, and they don't need to be exposed to that. But of course, the liberals don't care. That's what they want. And so they did a poll on this, basically of 626 parents, and basically asked them if they'd be more or less likely to enroll their son or daughter in a homeschool, neighborhood homeschool co-op once the lockdowns are over. So it's definitely something interesting to look at here. And, you know, this is what a lot of people should be looking at. I've already talked to Lan about this with our young kids. I mean, we already start working with them on schools. They're very young age, as far as, you know, reading, writing, stuff like that at house. And they have a lot of little friends. They have little play dates with all the time. But we talked about, you know, trying to build a community homeschool groups. We already have about half a dozen people that have pretty much said the same thing. They're like, yeah, we're looking at doing homeschooling. We're not real happy with the curriculums of these other schools. This is what we're wanting to do. And, you know, it does take a significant amount of effort. But, you know, the thing about it is, if you're actually paying for a decent school, you know, a private Christian school or something like that, I mean, most of those schools are usually anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 to $15,000 a year per child. I've looked at them before, at least around here. And so, I mean, if you're looking at that, it's kind of like, well, heck, if you can get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids together and you have the place to do so and you can get the curriculums and you can bring in basically a Christian teacher and pay her, you know, $30,000, $40,000 a year to homeschool the kids and bring everybody together and everybody chips in, you're paying a lot less money than going to a private Christian school. The problem is a lot of these private Christian schools now are not so Christian anymore, because if they get any type of state or federal subsidies whatsoever, they pretty much have to go along with the communist indoctrination model to some extent. There is a small Christian school here. Small is actually pretty big. Well, it's allegedly Christian. And, they started changing a lot of their curriculums, making it more inclusive, slowly changing, and then come to find out they had gotten a bunch of flack from basically a federal funding board because they were getting federal funds, you know, through the state. And they said, hey, listen, you know, you have to be inclusive. You can't just be about Jesus. You have to welcome all religions. You have to accept all religions, which I get to that extent. Okay, if you want to come into a Christian school and you're not Christian, you're going to abide by our Christian values, though. You're not going to come in here as a Muslim or a Buddhist and start promoting your agenda and change our curriculum and tell us you want a different curriculum because you don't want to do the Christian curriculum. My response would be, go to a different school. And so what happens is when you start getting millions of dollars in funding, you can't just say that anymore, because now you get reliant on those funding, you get reliant on that infrastructure, you get reliant on that cash coming in. So now all of a sudden you get reliant on all those strings, and then they come in and say, hey, you know, we've had a complaint. One of our Muslim students said you're not basically allowing him to do his own Muslim curriculum. If you guys don't make him inclusive, we're going to pull your $15 million a year grant that you're getting. And they go, oh man, what are we going to do now? That's the issue with money. There's always strings attached to it, and it is never free. So, by all means, do research, look at different options. Don't just think that the public school is the only option that you ever have only. Now, some people it may be more difficult than others, but again, there's always different options. You may just have to look harder at them than others. Thank you guys again for the continued support. Continue to keep waking up everybody. You guys are doing a fantastic job. The amount of information that is going out there, of truth information out there, I should say, is astronomical right now. And we couldn't do it without our listeners. I mean, we can only do so much. And the spreading of people and social media and online is what does it. So again, thank you for the support of healthmasters.com. If you need anything, feel free to call us at 1-800-726-1834, healthmasters.com. We have the vitamin E, our mixed tocopherol super potent E formula, incredibly good for cardiovascular, nervous, reproductive systems, on sale right now as product of the week. And also be sure to vote for what you want to see win next week as product of the week. Thank you guys. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Hagmann Show tonight with Ted, and we'll talk to you again on this show Monday as always.